and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
en Denny's hay ofertas deliciosas todo el día con el All Day Diner.
Every epic footlong deserves a perfect sidekick. Like the Philly with a new $2 footlong churro.
So you think you know Wix, but do you really? First up, we've got shaped video masks. You can use different shapes to create completely different vibes and aesthetics. Or you can create your own graphic. I use the shape composition here. Just import any SVG file and set it as a shape mask. Nice. Next up, we'll keep it moving with the hover box. You can use it to animate any element and create these really eye-catching interactions. And what I love is that the level of control you get here is crazy precise. You can set your animation ease, scale.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance and medical partners organized a free COVID-19 vaccine special clinic in Anderson for kids and adults at the Shasta Regional Medical Group at 2830 East Street in Anderson. This free event in Anderson will feature gift cards and free food for vaccine recipients Friday, May 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. For more details, email ncvaa2023@gmail.com.
June 8th is your chance to support our veterans. Join Simpson University, Dr. Paul DeNuca, and Josh Parker Real Estate for the Simpson Veteran Success Center Fundraising Gala, featuring John Bartis, founder and chairman of Higher Heroes. You'll be moved by the real stories of Johnny, Ruby, Jess, and Julia. Go to the simpsonu.edu events page to become a sponsor or reserve your table now. That's simpsonu.edu/events.
Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to tonight's show, Heroes of the North State, right here on KCNR Radio. I'm Michelle Slade, your host this evening. And our show tonight is brought to you in part by NorCal Tractor and Equipment. They are a wonderful sponsor of ours, along with Emergency Firewater. And I just want to thank them both for being continued sponsors of the show. Tonight, we have a real treat, and I know I say that probably every month when we come here live in the studio, but tonight we have Frank Rose, and Frank is a longtime friend of mine, just a little disclaimer, but there's so much about him, even I don't know. So we brought him on because he is a true, true unsung hero, and we're going to give him a chance to talk in just a moment. But if you are just now tuning in for the very first time to Heroes of the North State on KCNR, you are met with many, many heroes here in our North State who have rose above to make a difference in the lives of others, not because they have to, not because they're told to, but simply because it's just the right thing to do, and it's who they are as people. And so tonight we're going to feature Frank Rose. We're just going to have a conversation, Frank, you and I. Welcome.
Welcome. I am welcome.
Yes, you are. I'm so glad to have you here with us. So Frank and I go way back to our KIXE days, and we're going to hear a little bit about that in just a moment. But just to set the stage, Frank, is it okay if I say your age?
Sure.
So Frank is our 90-year-old Korean veteran. I'll let you say that better. You're going to be able to explain that better than I have, who has unselfishly given so much of his life and his time to our United States and to our community. So, Frank, why don't you give us a little bit of background about you?
Okay. I was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on November 10th, 1932. And, of course, I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan,
yes.
Which was formed, Steelers were formed in 1933. And I grew up near Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, and my father was a park guide at Valley Forge Park.
So how long did you live there?
I lived there,
And were you born and raised?
Yeah, I was born in Pittsburgh, but I was raised in suburban Philadelphia. But I was over at Valley Forge, I guess, till I was about 12 years old. And then I moved to my relatives on suburban Philadelphia.
I see. So so then before we came live on the show today, Frank and I were talking a little bit, and he was telling me a story about how you did some sketchings. Was that during that time?
Yeah.
So drawings.
Yeah. A sketching of the scenery and the buildings and so forth. And then I happened to have a chance to be there when one of the movie stars came, two of them, came with a bunch of veterans that were dressed up in war outfits and had rifles and so forth and were escorted by the highway patrol. But they had with them a colonel from the Vietnam War, and they were going to do a little talk there at Valley Forge, which I was surprised. And of course, I took pictures, I sketched them, and then I got their autograph. So that was And then after they were leaving, there was a motorcycle group, male and female, that were actually chasing, trying to catch up with them on motorcycles that they were. Ones that had problems with the law before, but they said, we may not be straight up and down, but we're not communists, and we want to get them and beat them up.
Oh, goodness.
So that was something funny to happen, too.
So as a young boy, it sounds like you were pretty engaged just from a young age with military.
Yeah, very
so
much so.
Did you have a family history of people who had served, or were you the first?
I had three uncles. Two of them were twin brothers. Both were in the Army. One was in the European Theater, and one was in the Pacific Theater.
Hmm.
And then the youngest brother was in the Navy, and he was in the Pacific Theater. So my relatives, I grew up with the military in my background.
Okay, so you had a true respect for it at a very
young
age. And so when was it that you had decided yourself that you were going to serve our country?
Well, Uncle Sam
decided for you?
Yes, they put your number in a box, and at that time they drafted you. So I was drafted, and I served in the Army as a corporal in the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment Recon, and that was called Brave Rifles. During the Korean War from 1953 to 55. Now, having a cavalry, armored cavalry, but having the word brave rifles, that was part of the original horseback cavalry of the West.
Oh, I see.
And henceforth, part of the insignia is a bugle.
Okay.
And then the word brave rifles. So that's where brave rifles come into, but they, when they got rid of the horses, they mechanized everything. So
henceforth. So then when you were drafted, where did you first serve?
We first got inducted in Philadelphia and then went on a convoy down to Baltimore and got inducted again in case we weren't inducted. So
right.
I got inducted twice. And then from there, we went to Baltimore. And then from there, we went by convoy down into Maryland and
So how old were you?
I just had turned 19.
Wow, so you're so young. You hadn't even
and not
even time to be out of your parents' home yet.
Yeah, and I also was when I got drafted, they put you in a place where they think they can need you because of what your background is. Well,
right.
I happened to also be a musician at the time, so when they put me in the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment Recon, I found out that they also were one of the few armored cavalry regiments that had drum and bugle corps. So I was put in a drum and bugle corps and played tenor drum.
Oh, goodness. So how long did you do that for?
Well, for the whole 3 years.
For the whole 3 years you were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So what did that look like? As far as where did you perform? How did that work?
Well, we had to practice 3 to 4 hours a day besides doing your regular routine. And then any time that any military general or officer of the government came to visit the post, we went out and performed for them.
Oh, okay. Okay, and then when you weren't doing that, your normal duties?
Yes.
Okay.
And then practicing.
And practicing,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
A lot of practice.
For it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was assigned a daytime job, shall we say, and that was an officer's aide.
Okay. Okay. Well, good. So then you, from there, so you served 3 years in the military, and then you, from there, where did you go?
Well, from there, I came out of the Army. I worked a while for the post office because they needed people. And then basically, as far as I can remember now, I went to KIXE to go volunteering.
Yeah, so, yeah, I was looking at your bio then and just information that I just know about you. And so I think that's when I actually started to meet you. I want to say, without giving up too much information, I was in my young 20s and working at our local public television station in charge of the auctions. And what do I know? I think, Frank, you were there before me, and someone said, you want to meet Frank Rose because this guy knows how to get things done. And he came walking into my auction department and said, how can I help you? And I'm an opportunist. So as soon as I found out that Frank was willing and completely able, he was thought of, even though volunteering, we treated you like a true employee. I'd give him a call. There was nothing you couldn't do. So what were your, when you first started volunteering at KIXE, what were your duties?
Well, at that time, for the auction department, had a lot of people would call in and assign merchandise. So they had to have somebody come and pick it up because a lot of them couldn't deliver it. So I drove pickup trucks and vans to the different locations within a tri-state area and pick up the merchandise and do a regular run every day or every other day and brought it back to the station.
Yeah.
And one of my runs to Weaverville, I was given a new pickup truck from the Ford company, but it had a built-in security system that I wasn't told about. and then when I got out and got some stuff to bring back, even though I had a key, I couldn't get in the door. It wouldn't let me release the door, so I had to call back to the station. And they said, oh, we forgot to tell you. So they said, go get a locksmith. And the guy came down on a motorcycle laughing. And then he released the door for me. And then I said, well, I need a bill. He said, no, the pleasure was mine. I got out of the office. So I got a chance to ride my motorcycle. So what they did when I got it back home, they removed that security system. So
yeah, so you didn't have to deal with that again. Yeah. So if I remember correctly back, I mean, the auctions were so huge. They were 10 days, 14-day auctions.
Yeah.
And we're talking hundreds of items that were donated. And it was a steady stream of you coming in. We would have forms. You'd pick up the forms, go out into every business that donated. And we're not talking about just like a 10-minute jaunt. You drove all over the tri-state, up Round Mountain, up to Weaverville.
Yeah, Chico, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of Chico trips. Very generous community we have and has always been.
Yeah.
So what are some of the, I'm putting you on the spot here, but what are some of the items that you picked up that maybe were just unique or rare? Did anything ever just kind of stick out?
Well, I thought that there was a lot of paintings, large paintings and photographs, especially Native Americans, was so awesome. I mean, you would be very proud to have any one of those.
Yeah, so I hear the music cueing. That tells us we need to go to a break that helps us have this show. So, Frank, I want to hear more about that when we get back. But you are listening to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade, and we'll be right back. What there's to complain about.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Boo for the villain, cheer for the hero, sigh for the sweet young thing, and laugh your tail feathers off at foul play in French Gulch, a Western melodrama that the whole family will love. Don't be a chicken. Wear your Western duds and come on down to the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown Reading, May 9th through the 26th. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Sponsored by Cornerstone Community Bank, the Downtown Reading Cultural District, and this amazing station.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade here with Frank Rose. Frank is an all-around man, I have to say. Frank has been in our community for, what would you say, Frank, 50 years?
No, not quite.
Yeah, close?
kind of close, yeah.
Yeah, kind of close. And 40, 50 years. And he has been involved in so many different things. It's kind of like, where do we start? We were talking about that on the break. It's Frank moved here, from Huntington Beach, and then you managed warehouses we were talking about. You were the president, and then you came here, what, just before it looks like the Fountain Fire?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about that. I noticed you've got some presidencies we could talk about.
Yeah, it just happened to me. We moved up from Huntington Beach to Oak Run, and we were here 2 weeks, and then a fountain fire broke out, and we all had to evacuate and get out on the highway and the roads. And then after the fire went all the way up to Bernie, then I decided that I would want to help the Oak Run Fire Department. And I ran for president of the auxiliary, and I did that for 10 years. And in that stretch, you had to do fundraising to help get money for the fire department. And what I did was put together the first sanctioned international chili cook-off in Shasta County. And then we also sponsored antique car and fire engine shows to help build up the donations. And then I acquired a donated mobile home from one of the residents and to the fire department, at which time I took it and turned it into a community library.
Oh, wow.
And which it's still there now today being used. And then I also, the fire department didn't have an American flag there, so I got one of the highway light signs from one of the recyclable people down there on 273, and we put it right up next to the Oak Run Fire Department, and then I dedicated it with a plaque to the oldest deceased fireman, who was a longtime mechanic, and I thought that was, you know, and it's still there, so both of those are still there, the flagpole and the library.
Wow, what a piece of legacy you left behind.
Yeah.
Wait, do you have any photographs taken in front of those? If you don't, should, Frank.
I probably do, but I don't know where they are right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you started out just, there was a need in the community. So ironically, I don't know if you know this, Frank, this show came about because of the car fire for me. So when the car fire happened, everybody in our community, communities all around us just rose above and did so much for so many different people, people they didn't even know. And I thought, you know what, we need to be talking about this. There's a lot of good people in our town who do so much for so many, and they're just unsung heroes. They're not recognized because, you know, people who just have a giving heart or want to make change just typically do it quietly. So That's really, I love seeing that connection where you saw an immediate need with the fountain fire and then all this good sprung from it.
Yeah, there was an odd law that Calvet had into play, and they said that now almost all the employees from the firehouse, the volunteers, most of them all worked in Reading.
Okay.
So
they're working here, traveling up there when there's an emergency.
So now they had to run back home. Well, if they were in Oak Run and it broke out, Calvet at the time says, well, one guy or two guys can't go out on a fire engine to go put the fire out.
Right.
You got to wait till you have three or four.
Right.
Well, that's not going to happen, right? By the time they come back, everything's burned out. So they kind of said, no, we're going to do what we're going to do. Because that's what we are. We're firemen. We got to fight the fire. We're here. Sure, we're going to wait for the guys to come back, but we're going to fight the fire now, not just wait until they get here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was an unusual thing.
So what's the process to become a president of the auxiliary? So you were not associated with them prior to that. So you met this group of people, these firemen.
Yes.
And then what, you saw a need and you just thought someone has to take charge, or how's that come about?
They had an auxiliary, and the auxiliary's job was to raise money to help support the fire department in all means, even if they had to get medicine or band-aids or whatever. Finances, they had to help do it. So, I took that upon myself, and I ran for it and got it. My wife was secretary, and then I had another friend, she ran for finance, and that's what I did, and then we had a lot of fun doing it, and got really involved in the community.
Yeah. Make a lot of lifelong friends doing that, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, so true. So true. So then from that journey, I can imagine just the things you've listed would keep you busy, and I'm going to go and take a look at that that flagpole. I want to see it and just know that you were instrumental in putting it there. So then from there you moved to Reading, it looks like.
Yes.
So working in Reading, you weren't retired yet, right? You're still working.
I got a job at a new establishment that they were putting together, and that was Old Navy.
Oh, yes,
and
that's right.
I was the oldest one and the first one they hired. And, of course, I was the oldest guy, okay, because I was already out of the service. And we were doing training out in the parking lot in a trailer while they were fixing the store, because they revamped the 5 or 6 stores, including a pet shop.
Yeah.
Was in there, too, and a bar. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the bar's still there, but in another end of the mall. And after it was put together, we started to get these security warnings from the police department saying there's somebody in the store and so forth. So they were trying to figure out where all these warnings were coming from. Well, they found out that because of the pet shop they had there, they were up in the walls like snakes.
Oh.
And mice and so forth. And they were the ones that were doing the motion action.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so we had to get an exterminator to do it and be there permanently all the time. So
yeah.
That was a kind of funny thing. But,
oh, my gosh. Yeah. I can't even imagine that having snakes.
They never came out why you had people in the store.
Yeah, but probably they were, scared them.
Yeah, it's only when we were closed down.
Yeah, nice and quiet.
Yeah,
so I remember that now, that I met you when you were still working there.
Yeah, I was there 14 years. I stayed there until I had a bout of bladder cancer, and then I couldn't lift up and stuff, so I had to kind of retire.
You say that so casually, just a little bout of bladder cancer. So you are a strong person. You've been through a lot, and look at you on the other side. So, I mean, medically speaking as well. Well, then, okay, so take a look at this. And it looks like you were named Sons of Italy Member of the Year in 1995 and Shasta County's Italian of the Year in 99. So what brought you that honor? What happened?
Well, I was doing a lot of volunteering for different events that the Sons of Italy had, and the Italian of the Year was another Italian organization.
Completely separate. So Sons of Italy recognized you, and then the Italian of the Year.
Yes, and members in the past for Italian of the Year at that Italian organization were also, most of them were all past members of the Sons of Italy that were helping in the community. And that's basically how all of that came from. It was volunteering and doing all these different things and being honored.
Okay.
Also member of American Legion Post 197, and also I'm a member of AMVET. And
I'm going to stop you right there just for a second, Frank, because I've got a couple more questions about the Sons of Italy, but we're going to take a commercial break.
Sure.
And then we'll be right back. You're listening to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win. when our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, friends. Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor. La Aroma de Cuba Passion. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Passion. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
June 8th is your chance to support our veterans. Join Simpson University, Dr. Paul DeNuca, and Josh Barker Real Estate for the Simpson Veteran Success Center Fundraising Gala, featuring John Bardis, founder and chairman of Higher Heroes. You'll be moved by the real stories of Johnny, Ruby, Jess, and Julia. Go to the SimpsonU.edu events page to become a sponsor or reserve your table now. That's SimpsonU.edu/events.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade, and you're listening to Heroes of the North State. Here with me tonight is Frank Rose. And before we move on, I just want to thank our sponsors. Our sponsors for tonight's show is Emergency Water Supply, Fire Water Supply, and NorCal Rentals and Sales. And without them, this show wouldn't be possible. So thank you to our sponsors. Well, tonight's hero, Frank, as we're getting to know more about you, has been in our community for, we don't know the exact number, we're sitting here trying to add it all up, between 40 and 50 years, and has been serving our country and serving our citizens of the North State since he was 19. So one, a combination of both. And that's a lifetime of servitry, is that how you say that? Service.
Yes.
Servitry, yes. And so, Frank, I was looking at your bio, and the more we talk and the more I know about you, we don't even have enough time. We never in this show do we have enough time to hear everything. But it looks like, so you were the American Legion Post 1997 and the AMVETS, am I saying that correctly?
Yeah.
Post 1996. So you've been a member. So what? Tell me a little bit about that. What is that?
Well, to clarify, the AMVET post is not 1996. It was the year 1996.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I didn't want to put the post number and then put the year because then it got really confusing.
Yes,
but
yes.
The American Legion, I did all the PR for them, the photographs, and it happened to be quite a few years ago. I don't remember exactly when, but the American Legion was hosting a state convention here in Reading.
Oh.
And Dave Cockrell happened to be the commander at the time and was given that task to set it all up. And, of course, he had to use all the hotels for facilities for members that coming from all parts of the state as well as the ones here in town. Now, American Legion also has a group. It's called Boys.
Okay.
Like Boys Town. But
yes.
That's a group in itself. They're for young ones. And another young fella who was in charge of that, his first name is Frank. I forget his last name, but okay. He was in charge of that. So he was in one of the hotels, and the Red Lion, and then the other ones, the regular ones for American Legion, were in the other hotels. And and the convention center was where everybody came, and they did all the... And poor Dave was running from one building to the next, to the next, to the next, and back and forth, and especially at the convention center. And then they had a problem there at the convention center. The elevators malfunctioned, and they stopped running.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he had a hard time with a lot of vets how to use the auxiliary entrance to go up the that ramp outside and go in. And so I was running around going from building to building, taking these pictures of all the different vets doing different things all at the same time, which was interesting.
Wow.
And that was the last time they had the American Legion had a convention here in Reading. But it's one that I won't forget, and I know Dave won't.
Oh, I'm sure. And you know those photographs that you taken? I just know you as always having a camera around your neck.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Everywhere you went. And so, and you know, for some our listeners now, if you're wondering who Frank is and maybe you haven't met him, if you've seen his car drive around town, he's the guy with all the flags waving off your car. And
yeah, it's my white Malibu Chevy.
Yes, it's as famous as you are, I believe. So, Frank.
I knew the car before I knew Frank.
You did.
I did. I did. I worked in downtown before I worked here at the station. I remember seeing that car all the time, and I was like, man, that is a crazy car. And then I come and I work here, and I work my first Sunday because he's here every Sunday.
Yes.
And I see that car out front. Lo and behold, it's Frank.
Yeah, so. I love it. Thank you, Liam. That's great.
I know.
That is true, Frank. That does happen. So I'm sorry I interrupted you. Go ahead and continue.
I was now going to talk about the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, which is another organization, which I am a second vice president and also historian, and there I do all the PR for them as well. And I was named... Veterans Advocate of the Year in 2014 for all the work that I had done for CVAC. And then back in 2018, I was then given the award CVAC's President's Advocate of the Year.
Wow. So what is that? Let's just stop for a moment and just think about it. That's a long title, first of all.
Yes.
So what does that entail?
All of the community events that I participated in individually and also under the auspices of CVAC.
Okay.
And that includes getting people to join CVAC, and that's the hub of all the veterans organizations under one roof, basically, is what it is.
Okay.
So that CVAC knows all the different activities going on in a community at different times so that we could support each and every one of them.
So you were part of a team or volunteer and or paid that recognized veterans' needs or...
Yes.
Or possibly... I'm not saying it well.
Yeah. Well, it bakes out activity, supports numerous programs benefiting veterans and their families.
So as far as benefits, how do you mean? Was it financially? Was it?
Some of the events, they paid for different things for veterans. They couldn't pay for electric and gas and so forth.
Okay.
And they needed some financial help maybe to pay a month's rent or whatever. And things of that nature as well.
So then did you also have fundraisers that funds would go into that? So there were
very much
individual funds,
yes.
And then you created a fundraiser.
Yeah, very much so.
Do you recall what kind of fundraisers you did?
But all of them, I had sold tickets for weapons, for guns.
Okay, yeah.
And that was
the
biggest draw. Yeah, and that was the biggest thing, and... they had a lot of participation in the community for those. And it's like one hand washes the other,
mm-hmm.
You know. You do the work and then you hand it out to somebody else and get the presentation from it. And then the other thing, I also was a PR for the Northern Valor Stand Down. And that,
oh, yes.
Which offers a hand up, not a hand out, to needy veterans. And that included homeless veterans, their families, and pets. We also give free vaccinations and everything for the vets' pets.
So you're still doing that, aren't you?
What's that?
Are you still involved in
North
State? Yes,
still involved in Northern California Stand Down. But for the last 3 years, CalVet has have been knocking it out of place so that we couldn't use it because of the restrictions of you had to wear a mask for everything and it had to be outside and
yeah.
You couldn't have sleepovers and all of that. And that's, you know, that 90% right. of everything we do.
Yeah. So what do you think do you think that's going to come back to the way it was?
In time it will.
Okay.
But right now, we're planning on doing possibly the Kickstarter a little bit, doing a 1 day instead of a 3 day, because normally it was 3 days. We fed everybody, all the participants, the veterans, and the help and everything that worked. We fed everybody three meals a day, which we also had to get money for to pay for. I mean, it generally ran $500 a meal.
Okay, so I'm sorry to sound so ignorant about this, but so it was a 3 day where they come to get help.
Yes, and they stayed at the fairgrounds.
Oh, okay. So then, how did they know to go there, and how did you get the word out?
Well, we advertised a lot. I did a lot of public announcements on a couple of radio stations, and had Dave come because he also was president of. The Stand Down.
So you went around and you told people that there was going to be basically like a resource.
Right.
Opportunity, right. Resource fair, for lack of a better word. So you tapped into places where there was a need and then brought them there to discover what their needs are?
Yes.
Does that sound correct?
Yes. And they had to stay there for the 3 days. And
okay.
We gave them clothing and we fed them.
And they slept in tents or outside? How did that work at the fairgrounds?
The food was we served outside under tarps, and it didn't matter if it rained or not. But
yeah,
anyway, but the sleeping accommodations were done inside the buildings under watch.
Okay.
So you had women in one end, the children at the other end, and then the men at the far end, and they had. Plastic from ceiling to ground.
Okay.
And then you had gentlemen who and ladies who were in charge of the attendance and who was where, so they didn't get mixed up and everything. But we took care of everybody.
So
and
So like, did they get any kind of medical screenings or what was the type of care besides feeding and clothing?
They also had in another building. They also had. That kind of training, screening as well, where they got the free services as needed,
yeah,
to a degree. Not you know, and then we also had, they also had another building that had an outside organization that came and did new glasses for you right from the beginning and everything, and we also had a dentistry where they did the full teeth and did a whole bunch. So that was all done in another building. And
so, sorry about that, Frank. I bumped your mic. So they get, they would get medical consultations, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. And then we also had, I contacted Carl.
Yeah. I'm going to have to stop you right there, Frank, because it sounds like something that we're really going to want to pay attention to. We're going to take another quick break. We will be back in just a moment.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.